All right, so welcome everybody to Season 5, Episode 6 of the podcast. Maxi, unavailable today, but as promised, I had a marquee host set up. Now, unfortunately, the marquee host burned me at about 5:30, going by the pseudonym Zupa Dupa. So I'll leave the crowd to figure out who the marquee host was, but fear not, I've got a better marquee host, arguably, in one Lachlan Baker, the second grade captain, and on debut. Congratulations, mate, and welcome to the pod.
Ah, thank you, Joel. I'm not going to lie, I was pretty nervous. 5:45, got the late call up, what am I going to do? Then I remembered Conrad has done this, so it can't be that hard, can it?
Mate, Conrad was chomping at the bit too. Michael Edwards, another host of the pod. He's had a few golden gloves. But yes, I've got on the run sheet here, introduces Zupa Dupa, but I've had to change it on the fly. It's a bit ad hoc from the pod, but no, we'll get into it because I did make promises of a legend of a guest on the pod. Now, there was an introduction all planned by Zupa Dupa. And now I'm going to have to do that off the cuff.
No,
but
I've got it.
Lachlan Baker, you pointed at me, and you made promises. So
this week's guest is the definition of a slippery eel. Like, when you think Elsternwick, this is probably one of the first people that come to mind. First a training, last to leave.
Yeah.
He is a volunteer. He's phenomenal with my cricket. It is none other than Raj Cooper.
Raj Cooper, welcome, mate.
Thanks, boys. Happy to be here.
And also, arguably the best hairline at the club. That's been thrown around in subbies, actually.
I mean, look, I think Sam Groves would have something to say about that, but the fact that it's even a conversation is pretty good.
Yeah, the fact you're even in the same bracket as Samuel
Groves.
Yeah,
I've been fined a few times for it now, so.
You've been fined for your hairline.
Twice.
Being handsome, it's a blessing and a curse.
Oh, but look, let's get into it, Raj. So, mate, give us a bit of a rundown how you came to Elsternwick, so when you started and how you found it. So, how long have you been here for now?
I think it's 13 years.
13
so, I started
years.
When I was, or 12 years, so I was 8 when I started.
Wow.
I'd moved from Adelaide. Hadn't played sort of competitive cricket before. And Elsternwick was pretty much the only club that took an 8-year-old, because we didn't have rookies. I don't know if we had a Master Blasters or not, but... so I was playing under 12s. I was 8 years old, basically.
Yeah, geez, sounds like we had a really, really strong under 12s at that time.
Yeah.
I think, I was in the team with Tanush Prabhu as well.
In the same age group as Prabhu?
Yeah, so I've played with him pretty much every year.
Wow. And talk us through, like, a young Prabhu.
It's pretty much the same.
Oh, really? Has it changed?
Same person.
A big shout out to Tanish, big fan of the pod, and I'm sure he'd really, really appreciate a follow on his TikTok as well for those that are listening.
What's the handle?
I can't do all the work here, can I?
Is it the Cricket Prince? Or, I don't know, TikTok.
Start at the Cricket Prince, and if you don't find him, work your way back. He'll be around.
But yeah, so working your way through the juniors and the seniors. So when did you start playing senior cricket, you reckon?
When I was 16, so I think it was 2018 maybe. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
2018.
2018.
So let's work backwards. How old was is Raj now? So what? Yeah. 20. 19. 19?
20.
20.
Yeah.
20. Oh, the 2-0.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah. Once you hit 30.
But, I think sort of I got introduced. Noah told me to play, and it was my last season of under 16, so I thought might as well sort of transition over. But, it was pretty seamless.
Yeah.
Transition.
And it's funny you bring up Noah Portelli, because my first hit at the Elsternwick Nets was about 4 years ago now, and it was Raj Cooper and Noah Portelli steaming in.
You wouldn't have scored a run.
I didn't. I got hit in the ribs. I got hit in the hip.
Noah on the sidearm?
Yeah.
He's a bully.
It's like, oh, welcome to the club, Joel. Here's one at the ribs. I was just went, and Cooper hitting a 5-cent piece. It was all over. I was just no chance of scoring a run.
It was hot as well. I was so tired. That was good though.
And then Ben Cavey, it was like 5 degrees. I've come from humid Queensland and just whacking balls. I was going, oh no. I was like, oh, but geez. But yeah, fun times.
Mate, cricket.
It's all right. It's all right, mate. Stop doing all the legwork with the run sheet. No drivers, mate.
But no, I haven't had a chance to read it yet, John.
That's all right, mate. But look, Raj, tell us about the season so far. So you've been playing 3, then you debut in the 2s,
just before Christmas.
So run us through the debut, mate. Run us through it.
Yeah, so Base comes up to me at training.
Yeah.
Basically asked me to play 2s, but he reassured me that I can't play fits. if I do. So he was just double checking that that was okay.
Oh, you got to know where his priorities lie. Some people just love Sunday cricket.
Raj Cooper was he couldn't have the wickets in like his hands if he played fives.
Oh, everyone was happy for Raj except for Ange, who really, really liked his work in the fifths.
Yeah.
So I thought it did need to be raised.
Yeah, but yeah, obviously I sort of was ecstatic, basically, when you asked me to play. So yeah, I guess there's another grade ticked off.
Yeah, and just on that, Raj, I mean, now you're a second 11 player. Have you spoken to anybody from the fifths?
Well, you're too high up now. You don't mingle. You don't mingle with five.
Well, I saw Hayden Thompson for the first time in a long time.
Did he wear a name tag? Is that how you knew? Or
He actually asked me to hang something up. So that's I think, yeah, he was trying to get me back for not saying hi in a while. But
And where was the debut?
It was Port Melbourne.
Port Melbourne.
37 degrees.
Had a lot of work to do that day, didn't you?
Yeah, I scored for a little bit. But, it was good to watch Mickey Edwards make a few runs. But,
and the rest, 180 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, 183.
Something silly, yeah.
All our hands were sore just from clapping him.
Oh, but you did pick-up duty as well, didn't you? So was it Geordie and Jack
Phillips? Famous Jack Phillips.
So run us through the Jack Phillips story for the listeners, because it's quite a funny one.
Yeah, obviously, I picked Geordie up from South Yarra Station, so not far from Jack. So I told him it was about five away, and then I told him I was there. I didn't hear much, and then the back door opens, and he basically just said he's stuffed up. He doesn't have the key to get into his storage cage. And I'm like, okay, so what's the plan now? And he said he's going to go to BW and get some pliers or something. I don't know what he ended up getting.
Yeah, Big W does have a phenomenal trade section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
good from Phil, Phillip's desperate at the time.
Yeah.
anything close by foot, he was all going on foot.
Yeah, so we left him stranded there. I'm surprised he made it on time.
Mate, he didn't bat till about 5:30. He probably had time to drive out to Horsham, wherever his missus was, to get the keys.
True.
Yeah. But also, I think he also bought two Fakashas for $52.
Yeah.
Delivery by Uber Eats.
Port Melbourne special.
Yeah. They look good, but for $52. They did look good, yeah. But yeah, so you've been playing primarily threes?
Yeah, threes this year.
Yeah, so how are the boys going at the moment? So season-wise,
yeah, so we're sitting pretty comfortably second, I think.
Yep.
I think 12, 15 points ahead, which is good. Playing Ormond this week, so good chance to sort of really get a big gap on him.
Paddy Homburg was chomping at the bit to play Moorabbin again. he loves playing Moorabbin. But yeah, so shaping up for the finals well though?
Yeah, we've got a strong team going in, and even people knocking on the door in the fours, which is good. People are sort of getting, not scared, but yeah, it creates good competition.
Looking over their shoulder.
Oh, that's no. It. That's
heard the
it, yeah.
Skipper and the missing podcast host, Maxi, was looking over his shoulder for a bit there. Then got a gritty 50.
Yeah, he's hungry for more now, which is good.
Little did he know the key was actually batting himself. So that's all it took.
There might have been some comments about Nightlight coming back again. So Conrad, friend of the pod, he got called Nightlight for not facing the first ball. And Nethercott was sliding his way down the order too.
I've gone through the archives, about 10 years of scorebooks, and it's true. He hasn't faced first ball once.
Is really? This Rad?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul. Conrad. Friend of the pod. He's a big friend of the pod. But look, mate, the finals. So players to watch is what I'm interested in. So I think the threes are pretty much guaranteed in the finals now, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, from the gap to second to fourth, I'm not too sure. But, yeah, it's pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, because I think Port Melbourne are top and then you guys are second.
Yeah, we've got them in a two-dayer in a couple of weeks. So hopefully we can get one over them, try and get that first spot. But, pretty comfortably second. But players to watch, I mean, can't go past Paddy Holmberg in finals. He sort of shows up.
Paddy Holmberg, like, when he's on, isn't he? Like, I'm just looking at the tree at home.
Oh, that tree,
tell us about the six.
Well, I actually started running because I didn't know that it was going to go that far. But, halfway up that tree, it was probably the biggest six I've ever seen. I think he scored, like, 20-plus off that bowler. He didn't actually bowl on the weekend, just gone, so
Yeah, right.
I think Paddy scared him off.
Got the yips.
That's it, yeah.
He does have a very big reputation in the threes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were playing, was it Ormond or Moorabbin? Was that a gun?
Oh, Moorabbin.
Moorabbin. Yeah. So it was a one-dayer and Holmberg was on fire. He was chasing down 80 off his own bat.
Yeah.
And one of the players on the boundary turned around to his dad and said, can they send us back in?
In a one-dayer.
That's a one-dayer, mate. But that is the fear. Like that, they didn't even know if they were playing one-day cricket or two-day cricket.
Yeah, Paddy's made Holmberg a couple Moorabbin kids cry, yeah. I've heard.
And parents.
And parents, yeah, very upset.
But you were involved in the threes final last year.
Last year, against Ormond. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Fight. We struggled at the start. I think we were like 5 for 30. And players to watch. I mean, Maxi made a nice 80 to sort of get us out of that hole.
Big game player, Max.
He is, yeah.
Big game player.
We ended up making 210, I think.
Yeah.
And then, it was a long day in the field next day.
Yeah.
Sean
Kingston's shoulder fell off, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many others.
I thought he was playing as a bat.
Yeah. So what's the difference this year, you reckon? So the Ormond loss last year obviously stung, but what do you think will be the difference, or would need to be the difference for you boys to bring home a flag this year?
Well, I think, we've had a lot of people sort of like, I mean, Rad's coming back. Got players like Hunter who are really performing. Mm. So the team's just getting stronger. I feel like the teams around us, players are either going up and not coming back down. So it's sort of...
Yeah, it's a good, healthy club, isn't it? You know, a lot of competition for spots, as you said before.
So even with people coming up, we've still got strong enough players to come through in the lower grade. So it's not like we're getting weaker down the bottom.
Yeah.
So, I think that's where we're well positioned. And we've got a very young team, I think, compared to a lot of other clubs, which is good.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, this is the segment that everyone's waiting for, the Rowage's E11. Now, Bakes, you might have to help me out with some of the names here because I don't reckon I'll know some of them, but I know you will.
We'll see. I'm really excited for Tanish to potentially make his debut in the
E11.
No pressure, Raj. He's still got time to change it.
Yeah, run us through it. So for the listeners who haven't heard the E11 before, basically Raj goes through... It doesn't just necessarily have to be the best players you've played with. It might be the people you want to play cricket with the most. It could be like Tommy Cooper last week, a team of function.
Could be the best hairlines at the club.
Could be.
Raj captain coach. With both coming in first drop.
But I sort of went off sort of who's influenced me the most at the club, off the field and off the field. So I've started off with Brian at number one. Sort of
B-Hammer.
Yeah, B-Hammer. Like, I've batted with him a lot. Played a lot with him in the fours. I feel like he's sort of been a big part of sort of where I am now and sort of the player I am now. He was a really good captain for a few years, despite not bowling me, I think, for a whole season.
little jab.
he had to be in there. And controversially, after today, I put... Cooper Davies at two.
It's Cooper Davies. Geez.
He doesn't even listen to the pod.
No, Zupa Duper. I mean, Zupa Duper. No accusations thrown.
he's just, I've played with him once and he's a very fun player to play with, I think.
He's good fun.
I just want to backtrack here and sorry. You've been really keen to name people that have heavily influenced you.
Yeah,
and you played with Cooper Davies once.
This is probably an off-field.
Excellent. Okay, no, that was the context that was missing.
this is probably an off-field decision.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got Knackers at three, probably same as Brian. Just showed a lot of faith in me in the fours.
Yeah.
Kept batting me, even though I wasn't making runs. And then I've got Cam four. I think he's been in pretty much everyone's.
He's a father figure to the club.
He's the godfather of Elsenwick cricket.
True.
Yeah, even with the junior coordinator stuff I'm doing, he's just...
Yeah.
He's basically doing it as well. He's done so much. He's doing the masterclasses on Saturday mornings now. So he's pretty much doing everything at the club. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stacey should then be in your E11 because she's the one.
Yeah,
he lets it all happen.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's Raj's 11. Yeah. He's the selector, though. So.
That's true.
I went with Zach Grunneman. Yeah, so he was my junior coach, I think, three times. He was my first one when I first came. And then I had him two times after that. Even playing in the T20 with him last year. And now he's, what, the captain. So, I mean, that shows a lot about his leadership qualities.
Mm. Great hairline.
He's also a big Raj fan. I know for a fact he's a big Raj man. Zach Grundman. Yeah.
I've got Tom Collins at 6. Yeah, came to the club last year. I think in terms of his coaching as well, I was going through a bit of a rut, especially with the bat last year. He just turned it around, like, just a couple sessions with him. Like, it wasn't just about technique. It's a lot more about mentality, things like that. So I think it's just a bit of a different coach, just sort of what everyone's used to. Because, I didn't get that much technique training. It was just all mental, pretty much,
Nice.
And then 7, I got Benny Cavey.
Benny Cavey? Yeah, that's a name.
He made my first season smooth, I'd say. I started in the 3s. I went in at 5, got polled. But it was really good just to sort of start playing senior cricket. Especially, I guess I wasn't, like, what, youngest one playing senior cricket, but it just made it seamless.
Yeah.
And then I've got Ben Hall at 8. Probably one of the most positive players at the club, I think. It just sort of teaches you how I think he's a representation of Elsternwick, I think.
Yeah, it's very infectious.
It's very infectious, you're right.
And then Hughie Bennett.
Bennett is my most picked man in the
year. Another regular. he's helped me so much with my bowling. It's like he's always there in the nets asking me sort of what I'm working on, watching my action, helping me out. So I haven't got to play with him. Hopefully I get to play with him. Hughie Bennett had to be in there. Noah.
Yep.
I've played pretty much every season with him. Since under-12s. I think I played a few under-12s with him, all the way up to under-16s. Went 2 seasons in under-16s winless with him. So, we're in the dirt.
We're in the dirt.
You don't even have a fun way to deal with that when you're in under-16s. Everyone to the underage disco. Come on, I hear they're serving soft drinks from 8.
Buffet at Pizza Hut.
And even still playing with Noah now, it's pretty good. And then I've got, as you said before, Tanish Prabhu
at 11. Congrats to Prabhu.
he's showed some great loyalty to stay at Elsternwick despite all his other clubs that he's trying to play with. He's a very club-oriented person and just fun to have around the club and play with. So I think that's the 11.
Right, it's a good 11. Very good 11. Some surprises there. I wasn't sure you were going to pick, actually. I was thinking about it.
You knew everybody's name.
Some big name. Yeah, I thought it might have been some old school Elsternwick in there, but Benny Cavey is probably the oldest of that list.
I guess it's a lot of senior players.
Yeah. From juniors. Tell us a little bit about the junior coordinator stuff, and then we'll go into the results. So how long have you been doing the junior coordinating for, and how are you finding it?
So this is my second season doing it.
Yeah.
Last year I sort of had a bit of a... I started a bit later. I don't know if you know Mike McPhee, who did it before.
No. I've seen emails.
I've seen emails.
But, he made it... Yeah, the transition sort of really helpful, provided me with sort of everything. And I guess he set up all the teams. So I didn't really have to do much during the season. The hardest part was probably presentation night. But apart from that, the first season was pretty easy. And then the start of this season was sort of when I felt it a little bit. It was a lot of work in winter, finding players, because we lost a lot of players this year. I think all our under-14s from last year just decided not to play.
Yeah, right.
We were struggling for players, talking to other teams, if they want to merge teams, stuff like that. And then looking after the Craig Shield as well this year and the Junior Blasters stuff as well, sort of added responsibilities. Was a lot harder.
Yeah.
A lot more than I anticipated from last year. But yeah, I guess the Craig was really good. Going to the trials, seeing how all that worked, and yeah, corresponding with Seeker and stuff.
Yeah,
getting it's teams
so set important. Up. All that stuff. Like you look at some of the players that we've got coming through now. They've all like even Huey Lynch. Did he play?
He played Craig a few years ago. Hibbard. Mm. Yeah.
I know myself, Erpy came through it, Will Long, Andy McGorian, like it just ties people to the club.
And yeah, Zach Pedersen's doing a lot of work trying to get them to sort of stay for next year.
Yeah.
They're playing in our under 15s, which is good. Hopefully play in our 17s and maybe transition over to senior cricket. So.
No, very good. And yeah, it's a tireless job, mate. And a lot of the time it's thankless. But I know the club's very appreciative of the work you do because the juniors are the future, ultimately. Coming through, like Bakes just said, a lot of players have come through the system.
Yeah.
And now playing, you know, twos like Paddy Hibbard, Huey Lynch, they've played twos a lot of the year. But yeah. Now, look, boys, we're going to the results. Now, Bakes, I'll get you to do the twos, but I'll run through the ones quickly. And then, Raj, get you to do the threes and we'll go from there. Now, chasing 255, Yarraville batting, look, they got it six down. Pick of the bowlers was Zach Grundman, 23 overs, 3 for 85. But some wickets shared around between, one wicket apiece between Jack, Roche and Huey. It looks like there were a couple of guys in the middle there who really took it away from our boys. It was a bit in the balance, I've heard. There was a bit of a time there where it could have gone either way, and unfortunately the boys and the ones couldn't get it done. But the T20 finals on Tuesday.
Great turnout.
That's my How Good, so don't steal it for later.
Wait, do we both get one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
We all get a How Good. Yeah, yeah.
Better start thinking.
Got to think of a new one now.
But no, look, it would have been, 50... 60-odd people, you reckon? More?
Nah, the more.
More.
Oh, look, great day and a great game as well. It was, you know, chasing 157 from Hoppers. Look, I was watching them bat and I was like, gee, we're getting a bit hit around here. But we did well to tie it down to 157. We kind of went a bit up and down, you would say, kind of during the innings. But, you know, some contributions from Das and Zach. But Roche Lavera. Roche Lavera really gave us a sniff at the end there, didn't he? A few switch hits for six, batted really well. A few hard run threes. Paddy Hibbard was putting the legwork in.
Well, yeah.
Sadly, went down by 5 runs, but you know, great game of cricket. But even more so, the turnout, like you said, I thought was unreal. You know,
yeah, apparently we raised like $1,000 just over the bar.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So no, it was really good.
Yeah. No, great game to watch. And look, sad time for the ones boys, but there's always next year. But Bakes, move to you for twos. Yeah. Sponsored by ANZ Mobile Lending, I've heard.
Yes, Joel. So twos, we batted first, and it was an innings of starts. I got 20, Hib got 50, Groves 40. Menzies, uncharacteristically, broke the 30 barrier and made his first 50 in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while between drinks.
Yeah. Hit any big bombs, Joel?
Top-edged one over square leg to the short boundary. They all count, though, Bakes. They all count. Want to watch the highlights a couple of times.
And then Woody as well, a really important 68, which got us to about 280 in the end, which was...
And really epitomised by hard running, I thought, between Woody and myself.
Whenever it's over 28 degrees, we do tend to struggle between the wickets. Yeah. So, look, it was a good score. Could have been better had, you know, we had a few set batters stick around, but it gave the bowler something good to work with. I think we just kind of did the job. We were really, really tight early. Curry bowled the best he's bowled since coming back from injury. He was phenomenal. And we just kind of chipped away. They dug in for a little bit, had one probably key partnership, which Hib broke, Paddy Sparkles. The Dingley Dreamboat.
The Dingley Dreamboat sparkles.
So from there, Yarraville kind of shut up shop a bit.
Yeah.
Thought they'd just block it out. We were struggling to take that final wicket. We had to think outside the box.
Yep.
Left arm off spin. Just did the job. That was me.
Geordie
bowls right-handed these days. It's nuts. Geordie did have to take the catch that robbed himself of a 5-wicket haul.
There are a few people putting their hands up for a bowl too. Cooper Davies ran down from the scoring box, putting his streaks on. But the threes rush.
The threes, yeah. So we're out of Box Hill. We bowled first. It was actually relatively good Box Hill wicket. But, yeah, we were always going to bowl. We had Sean Kingston for 1 week and seven other bowlers. So, I mean, pick of the bowlers, Tanish. He's hit some form with the ball recently. Took four, bowled 18 overs, which was really good. And Varun, like, yeah, he's
Varun's unreal.
Unreal bowler.
Big wrongin', yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, a few went past Jimmy in the slips. But, yeah, he's... Took three.
Sorry, yeah. Can we just rewind? Jimmy
Collins.
In the slips.
Yeah, he's,
the things you learn.
Jimmy Collins is our slips fielder now.
How did he get that jersey?
Has he taken a couple?
I don't think there's been one to take.
Okay. But,
Max Nethercott, what's he running?
Oh, I would have thought Max would have parked himself at first.
No, he's a mid-on. Yeah.
It's the most important position in the game, mid-off.
It is.
But, and then, yeah, Henry Bennett with two as well. So just a spinner's day. We finished, I think, in 76 overs. We had four overs to bat. Tom Ashman comes up to me before we get the last wicket and asks me if I wanted to bat. I gave him a bit of a maybe. I wasn't too sure. And then Max just set it in stone and said, "You're opening." So I was a bit nervous. I opened with Paddy. He had the first ball, which was good.
But, there you go.
Yeah, just left everything that wasn't on the stumps, basically. But, yeah, it was a good wicket to bat on. Me and Paddy, week two, got off to a good start. Yeah, the bowlers weren't bowling great lines, great spots. It's
the Coover effect, though. You just threw them off line and length.
Big man with bigger heart.
That was frazzled.
Big cover drive.
Not really. I didn't get one through.
Scratchy.
But I haven't batted in like a month.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
But yeah, no, it was good. Made a few. Benjamin Hall came in, had a good stint. Maxi came in, big 50 as well, which was really good. Going into finals, some good form. And he had a good partnership with Varun as well, 33.
Nice.
And then Jimmy and Tom Ashman got us over the line.
Safe as houses.
There you go.
Good win in the threes.
Very good. Now, look, I'll run through the results quickly for the fours. Now, I will throw to my co-host for a comment on this man. The brief rundown is Box Hill 74, Elsternwick 156, I think was... Let's have a look. That week, littered with 30s from Jack Ridley, Brian Hammer, Sud, 25 hit wicket. Hit wicket.
Apparently he was devastated.
Yeah. It's a weird dismissal.
LJ hit wicket the week before as well. We had two in 2 weeks.
That's right. Yeah. You're right. And Haritha Dasanaika, he also got 20-odd. So, look, a bit of a shared around job there. But the man of the moment in the second innings was none other than S.R. Jackson. 13 overs, 6 for 23.
I don't know how he stopped at 13. Oh, he bowled him out, evidently. Yeah. I was going to say, he just loves taking a bag.
Jacko. Yeah. So Jacko's bowling, what do you think it is, Bakes? What do you think is the Jacko effect
it's
that
just
gives
the magic
him wickets?
It's just
deceptive. I think that he gets a lot of dip, tosses it up there, you think it's on, and... next minute, you're just walking back to the sheds.
Would you class him as a wily veteran of Elsternwick, do you think? Is it with guile? Is it with just good revs and long length?
Look, I don't want to get on his bad side. yeah.
Oh, now looking at this, I just want to see Old Mentonians, I think, the fifth's played. I'm just having a look.
I think they might have had a bye.
Oh, that was the week before, yeah. So there's a bye. Have a look at the women's day of a game. They did, I think. Bentley, so 107 for the Elsternwick women. Looking at that, runs to Leanne, Sharon, 19 and 18 respectively. Molly got 17, and Carmen has been on the pod before. Carmen's been on the pod, 10 not out. So well done to Carmen.
Reading. Nice. Excellent.
And unfortunately, Bentley ran it down, but you've got 2 wickets to Louise Tobin, 4 overs to 22. So well done to all involved there. Now, big week for Elsternwick against Caulfield in the top two grades.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, so Big game. Caulfield always notoriously very strong. The threes and the fours, Raj?
Ormond, I think.
Ormond.
Threes at home.
Yep. And looking here, round 14. CUCC Queens, looks like, for the women. And also looking at Mentone for the fives, I think. But now, they're how good. Now, I'm going to throw it to Raj first. Oh. You're how good. And I'll let you steal mine.
Sorry, I'll go Maxi's 50 on the weekend.
Why are we pumping up people who have dogged the pod?
I was also going to pump somebody up, so I might have to rethink it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was, good from him. Hasn't been in the runs as of recent. So good to see him get some confidence back and for a good opposition this week.
Yeah. Yep. Bakes, yours, mate. The how good.
My how good. It's pretty hard to go by ANZ's 3-year fixed rate, 5.74. Sorry. I couldn't help myself there. For me, it's just Roche. How good.
He
just delivers week in, week out. And in the T20, it looked like it was potentially going to get away from us there for a while. And he just stood up.
Yeah.
You can't teach grit. He took it deep. And he was, I guess a really, really big reason that we got it as close as we did.
Yeah. No, he's been excellent for the club, hasn't he? That innings was something special. So he gives us a sniff, really. We were dead and buried, I thought, until Roche came in. But my how good, look, I've obviously said that the attendance at the T20s, but I'll still stay to the player theme. SR Jackson. I've just talked him up, and I'm going to keep talking him up. SR, he's always at training, working on his craft. You never see him in the field, which is great, because I'm all for that. But SR is just a destroyer of teams when he's on.
What would you say it is? Joel, is he a wily veteran? Is he?
I would say there's a bit of wiliness there to Jacko. I've had a few conversations with him at the back of the nets about, we're the wily veterans in the nets. We just watch. We don't have to do too much. But, he bleeds Elsternwick, doesn't he? I mean, he's been on before and he would have been here close to 20 years, I reckon.
Oh, and he was going to retire for about 15 of them. Yeah. But he just keeps coming back.
Yeah, it's just like, it's always one more year, one more song, Jackson. But, Lockie, thank you very much for filling in for the pod today, mate. I thought it was a bit touch and go there, but you put your hand up and you've done an excellent job. So thank you very much, mate.
Sometimes you just need someone to come in and face first ball.
Yeah.
Here we are.
But and a big thank you to you as well, Raj. I know you do a lot of, like I said, tireless work with the juniors. But no, awesome to have you around the club as always. Also at the college lawn, I remember.
College lawn, yeah.
His debut on a washout.
Yeah, debut in the twos, debut at the lawn.
Boy, did he perform.
He did. He was a big performer. But no, thank you guys. Best of luck to everyone on the weekend. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers, gents.